This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A. Last name is Koon, K-O-O-N. Date of birth is September 8, 1946. Date of evaluation, 12/29/2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation from management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 77 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 12/20/23 from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient chart indicates history of multiple sclerosis, thrombocytopenia, unspecified dementia, spondylosis, spinal stenosis, chronic kidney disease, UTI, personal history of malignant neoplasm of breast, history of falls. Period. Patient was pleasant during my evaluation and reports that she's feeling okay. She acknowledged history of depression and reports that she gets discouraged at time. Period. She has been taking Zoloft and Donepezil and reports past history of seeing a psychiatrist. Period. She denied any sleep or appetite changes. Period. No thoughts of harm to self others. Period. No paranoia, delusional thinking or hallucinations. No history of any recent psychiatric hospitalizations. Period. Patient reports that she worked as a teacher and used to teach a theater. Period. Reports that her husband could not handle her diagnosis of MS and left. Period. Patient reports that she has a son who lives in Devonia and two granddaughters. Her husband used to work for Ford Motor Company. Patient talked about her dog and reports that her dog had an epilepsy and passed away. Period. Patient reports that her parents were good and taught her self-reliance. Period. She states that she lives in some kind of senior or assisted living housing. Next paragraph. Review of system general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic history of MS, psychiatric endocrine heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. Yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest. College, fourth year. Current occupation, retired fourth grade teacher. Next paragraph, relationship, divorce. Number of children, one son. Next paragraph, legal difficulties not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, recovery form and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental cells examination. Blood pressure 103 or 553, pulse 60, respiration 18. Next paragraph, for general, appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, difficulty walking, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes, goal-directed association with the normal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to a person, place, memory, recent, mildly impaired. She could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes and 3 out of 3 with some cues. Attention, concentration with a normal language, with a normal fund of knowledge, fair. Patient knew Biden as a president and a lady as a governor of Michigan. judgment, fear, insight, fear, MSC, common sleep and appetite with the normal. Next paragraph, medications are under current current medications, all are 50 milligrams once a day, and donepezil 10 milligrams at HS. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild of 33.0, plans continue Zoloft as prescribed. Number 2, multiple sclerosis, G35. Next paragraph, number 3, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety of 03.90. Plans continue donepezil. Next paragraph, GDR consideration. GDR considered today and not deemed appropriate at this time. Considering ongoing depression. Next paragraph, orders under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior and new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administration, common side effects of SSRI and anticholinesterase inhibitors. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements and decision to treat. And my medical determination above reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits. End of dictation.